Tyre Power. Think safety this month. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power.
Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 27 to 8, good morning to you. SENSA Breakfast going for a top of 20 degrees today. Mark Bickley, before we play Quick Bix on our talkback line, 1300 736 736. Hamish in Malvern has called up with a guess for who is in the budget truck. Give us the clues again, Bix.
It is, I was born and raised in a city in regional South Australia, and my father was a successful footballer who won 4 premierships with Port Adelaide in the Sandville and was listed by 3 AFL clubs during the 90s. Hamish, who do you think it might be?
James Borlase.
James Borlase. Not quite. No, it's not James Borlase. The clues would point towards James Borlase, but no, that is incorrect.
Okay.
So thank you for that. Hamish?
Keep the calls coming in. 1300 736 736. On the text line, Bix, we had a shout-out to Adelaide United, the Red Army and Cooper Stadium ground staff. Adelaide got rated the best stadium to play at and the best atmosphere in 22-23 by the PFA. So that's great for Cooper Stadium and Adelaide United.
And well done to you. You have to take some credit for that. You create the atmosphere at a lot of those games.
I play a very small role, but the fans are exceptional.
Thanks for texting that in, by the way.
Myself? You're more than welcome. That's why I wasn't concentrating before. We also had one from Cody saying, morning lads, happy lead. Got off finally. Common sense prevails. One for Bix. I've heard over the last few weeks about the salary cap and clubs having to spend a minimum of 95%. Why is the minimum spend so high? It's crazy to me that North Melbourne and Collingwood players are getting paid the same overall within 5%. Wouldn't it be make sense to lower the minimum spend?
Yeah, look, it is a bit of a discussion point. We had this discussion. I wouldn't mind it if you were able to, say, take 10% out of the salary cap and spend it on coaching, particularly development coaches. That would speed up the process. But I think it's there, so there's an element of fairness that, because the AFL give the clubs the salary cap. And so you look at Hawthorn, for example. Hawthorn have been able to attract, say, keep a Chad Wingard and a Carl Amon to the club, and they pay them big money to attract them, and they help sort of get them back up off the bottom quickly. Similar with North Melbourne, with Griffin Logue and others who have come to the club to try and help them out and get up along with the draft that they're going with. So, you know, even you think of Adelaide. Adelaide finished bottom, 2020, and they've been able to attract Isaac Rankin, Jordan Dawson, those type of players on fairly sizable contracts because they have also got a lot of young kids, second youngest list in the league, but they have to spend that money so they're able to go out and attract those players.
Thanks for your text, Cody. Just before Quick Bix, we have Matt who's called up on 1300 736 736. Who's in the budget truck, Matt?
Brett Chalmers.
Oh, well played, Matt. Congratulations. You've got the $50 Event Cinemas voucher.
Mark, hold on. Sorry, we'll get back to you, Matt. Brett Chalmers is not the answer.
Oh, I think we know who Matt means, though, don't we?
Oh, my God. I was looking at you. Matt, can you do us a favour and just say Kyle Chalmers?
Yes. Yeah, he just did.
Kyle Chalmers.
Oh, my God.
I think we knew who Matt was talking about when he said his father was a successful footballer. Matt was saying that Brett Chalmers was Kyle's father.
No, you're doing a great job.
Oh, well. I'm happy to give our listeners the benefit of the doubt. You happy with that, Matt?
Yep.
Yeah, he's
all the way from Port Lincoln, those two.
Yeah,
yeah, well, thank you, Matt. And you should be grateful that through Mark Bickley's stupidity that you've won that.
Oversight, really.
You just got to listen.
Because I'd read out that my father was a successful footballer who won 4 premierships with Port Adelaide.
Can you give me that piece of paper, please?
Yeah.
Just to let you know. Okay. So for the people who are watching on the app at the moment, there's a piece of paper on the document that we are handed. At the bottom, it says answer. Now, I'm going to hold that up to that camera over there where it says answer. Kyle Chalmers.
Yeah,
and when
I
Matt
saw,
said Brett, you're like, oh, yeah, good
I
one,
saw
bro.
Chalmers, you know how it works. Anyway, sorry, apologies, but guess what? Matt deserves it.
Of course he does.
He got off his backside, he rang up, and he was marginally right.
Oh, okay.
This is the irony. The irony is this. I cannot get any of these wrong, but I can't even get the answer of something that's written in front of me.
Well, you could just talk all over the intro as well if you want. No one heard what you just said. That's so okay. Let's do it again. Meep, meep. You are having a mare at the moment.
No, that's all right. I'll redeem myself here, hopefully.
Okay, so how does Quick Bix work, Mark Bickley?
So you ask me 6 questions and I have 10 seconds to deliberate over it and then I have to give you the answer. If there is one that is particularly difficult, I can ask for an extension and I get an extra 10 seconds.
Yes. Okay. This is how the 10-second counter sounds. So it's pretty straightforward, right?
It is, yeah.
How are you feeling about today? Because you know that it is AMPOL State of Origin and we do have tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
It's state versus state, mate versus mate. And usually I help you out.
Yeah.
Today is not one of those days because I wanted to get into the spirit of State of Origin and see you suffer.
Okay.
So today's theme of Quick Bix is State of Origin.
What, AFL or NRL?
Well, I don't think there's an AFL State of Origin being played at Adelaide Oval tonight, champ.
Well, there still might be questions about the past.
Also, in true Cam Smith form, I'm going to be intentionally disrespectful to you during this whole thing, okay?
All right. Well, I might surprise you because I have watched a little bit of State of Origin.
We've all watched a TV before, brother.
Okay.
Well done. Question one. The State of Origin edition of Quick Bix, Cameron Smith has won 5 NRL premierships, but 2 were taken away. What years? I'll help you out with the first one. They were both between the year 2000 and... I've run out of time. I can't tell you what it's between. I'm sorry.
Well, I know the first one was when Port Adelaide lost the grand final in 2007, I should say.
Well, that's not fair.
What?
You don't need to bring that up.
But I know that.
Yeah.
And I know the next one was very close to that. So I'm going to say it's 07 and 09.
Good start. Good start from you. Did you just do a little wink at
because you thought you might stump me on that, but I have a little bit of knowledge of this.
Okay, question two in the State of Origin edition of Quick Bix. There's been 4 other states or countries the State of Origin has been played in apart from Queensland and New South Wales. Name them.
4 others. There'd be South Australia. There's Melbourne. And now I'm in trouble.
Didn't ask for an extension either, which is really challenging. Oh, no.
I would have said Victoria, WA.
You said Melbourne, which isn't a state.
Yeah, Victoria.
South Australia, Victoria, yes. Western Australia.
WA. And I would have said maybe Tassie.
You didn't listen to the question.
Countries. Yeah, I thought that was might have been there to throw me. New Zealand, was it?
United States. There was a game in Long Beach, California. So sorry about
what
mate.
Year
you
was
got that?
That
wrong.
When was that?
Back at some stage, but it's in there. It's on the Wikipedia.
Wikipedia's not always factual.
AJ sent a text in. Why does Bix struggle with admitting when you're wrong? When you are just wrong, admit it, accept it, move on, Bix.
Thanks, AJ.
Okay, question 3. The State of Origin edition of Quick Bix. Spell Minicello.
Who?
Anthony Minicello. He's a legend of State of Origin.
Yeah, I know who Anthony Minicello is. I'm going to do an extension.
Oh, okay, go for it.
M-I-N-C-H-I-E-L-L-O.
Wow.
Oh! I almost got lost.
That's not bad.
That's good.
Question 4 in the State of Origin edition of Quick Bix. Billy Slater played in 13 State of Origin series. How many did he win? A7, B8, C9. You have no extensions left.
C.
Why'd you go C?
Because he won 9 in a row.
Did he?
Hmm.
Are you sure?
Positive.
B8. Oh. It's a shame. It's a shame. Just crossed out.
What have I read somewhere he won 9 in a row?
Question 5. In the State of Origin edition of Quick Bits, Cam Smith was telling us a player to watch is Melbourne Storm's Cam Munster. Name 3 of the characters from the TV show The Munsters.
The Munsters. I can only... Is Grandpa in there?
Grandpa was in there.
But that's all I got.
Herman, Lily, Eddie, Grandpa, Marilyn.
Herman Munster I should have got, but anyway.
Oh, that's a shame. Quick Bix State of Origin edition.
This is hard.
Question 6. Why are the New South Wales Blues called the Cockroaches? And your answer, this is to get 50%, which I would give you as a win.
I don't know. Like, I think there's a story I've got in the back of my head somewhere.
We don't have long, mate. Ned McHenry's waiting.
the coach thought the New South Wales team looked like a bunch of cockroaches. Is something to do with that?
It all began one night in the mid-1970s when former Queensland coach Barry Muir was watching a news report of the New South Wales side on TV. As he watched the players' faces on the grainy footage, he noticed the antennas on the television looked as though they were protruding out of the players' heads, giving them a cockroach-like appearance. I kept calling the New South Welshmen cockroaches, and one of the Sydney reporters said, "What's this cockroach business, Barry?" I said, "That's the name we're giving New South Wales. We're sick and tired of the mighty Blues." The Sydney press caught onto it. The next morning in the paper says, "Muir labels New South Wales as cockroaches." I'll give you that win. You yes. get 50%.
Winner!
That's good enough for me, mate.
That's as hard as we've ever done, to be fair.
Yeah, but I like that you got in the spirit of it. Mm. I like your confidence with Billy Slater, which is real. Oh, yeah, positive it's 9.
Well, I've been trying to immerse myself a little bit this week, and I've read a little bit about Slater and Freddie Fittler.
Were you looking up Michael Slater and not Billy Slater? Maybe that's what you yeah, got maybe. Wrong. Okay, anyway. Well, I think you did really well, mate, and getting into the spirit of Ampol State of Origin, and can we be friends again now?
Yeah, we're good.
Thank you so much. We are going to catch up with one of our mates next, as Bix and I are mates again. Pocket change mobile phone plans with mate Ned McHenry from the Crows.